Police in Alexandria fired tear gas into crowds of rioting Muslims and Christians as a third day of sectarian violence rocked the ancient Mediterranean city. Friday's knife attacks in several Coptic churches set off a cascade of violence on Saturday after the funeral of an elderly man who was stabbed to death in church. The clashes continued on Sunday when Orthodox Copts were marking the Palm Sunday holy day. Police have arrested a man they say carried out all of Friday's knife attacks by himself, moving from church to church. They describe him as mentally ill. Reporter Vivian Salama of the Daily Star Egypt newspaper is in Alexandria. She says there are many questions about what exactly happened on Friday, and the doubts are fueling Coptic anger. Parishioners who witnessed the attack at one church say the description of the man the police have in custody does not match the man they saw with the knife. And, they told Salama, the two churches are on opposite sides of town, 45 minutes to an hour away from each other.
So they were saying it's absolutely impossible that he could have run in such a short time. Several of them had actually said to me that they believe that this is a cover-up, a conspiracy by the government, so that they don't kind of instigate further tensions by saying that he's someone who's insane, someone who's mentally ill as well.
Salama says despite the violence, residents of Alexandria are not looking at this as a sign of larger problems between Muslims and Christians.
Generally speaking, the cops seem to think, as they were coming out of Palm Sunday Mass, that really this is not even a sectarian issue. They feel like there is a serious issue with security here in Alexandria. They seem to think that their security is not a priority for the police and for the Egyptian government.
That feeling of insecurity is especially high in the wake of the anti-Christian violence that rocked Alexandria in October after Muslims attacked churches for allegedly distributing a DVD that they deemed offensive to Islam. Salama says most of the Alexandria Muslims she has spoken to about the latest attacks are just as shocked and appalled as their Christian neighbors.
And they all feel that they've actually been sort of victimized by this entire thing. They all insist that what one man told me, quote, these are outside forces coming to ruin relations within Egypt and to destroy the peace that we've had.
Despite the renewed clashes on Sunday, a leading Coptic columnist for the state-owned Al Ahram newspaper, Milad Hanna, believes things will settle down soon.
The Christians are not aggressive. They are, on the contrary, they are over-patient, more than what they should have done. And the Muslims, in the last analysis, they lie the cops and the back history of the relation between the two main religions, Islam and Christianity, is healthy and good. Therefore, I think things will cool off.
Coptic Christians are about 9% of Egypt's population of 78 million. They are the largest Christian population in the Middle East. Chalice McDonough, VOA News, Cairo.